Welcome to Hidden Histories. I'm Janet Brown, and this is brought to you in association with the V&A Museum. Today we are talking migration to accompany the Martin Luther King event at the V&A Museum of Childhood in Bethnal Green on Monday the 18th of January. And in the studio with me today, I have Carrie Supple, who is the director of Journey to Justice. Journey to Justice is the social justice organisation that will be working with the Bethnal Green Museum on this event. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
Carrie, can you tell us a little bit about Journey to Justice, its role, its first projects, and how you see the future of Journey to Justice?
Sure. Well, Journey to Justice is a national organisation. We're a community organisation made up almost entirely of volunteers. So educators and artists, historians, human rights activists, lawyers, filmmakers, trade unionists. It's a really rich grassroots organisation. And we have one main aim, that is to inspire people and empower them to take action on social justice about whatever issue they care about. And we do it through learning about human rights history and social justice movements and the role of the arts in social justice. And a third dimension is understanding how social change works. So it's a unique combination, we like to think, with the ultimate aim of getting people to see that they can effect social change and that we stand on the shoulders of people who have done that and still are still working for justice. That's our aim.
That's lovely. That's amazing. Can you say a little bit about the first project? Because I know that the first, there'll be a series of projects with social Journey to Justice. But I know the first project is related to Martin Luther King. So would you say a little bit about how Martin Luther King has a connection with Journey to Justice?
Sure. So we're not all British based. We have some US members, but most of us involved have a grounding in teaching or working in the UK. And we also, many of us, have a particular interest in the role of the US civil rights movement because of its universal application and how it continues to inspire people. And so we agreed for our flagship project is a travelling exhibition that is multimedia, and it tells the stories of so-called ordinary men, women and children whose names are not so well known here. And we deliberately chose to tell their stories rather than the more well-known people. And we talk about how and why they joined the US civil rights movement. So, for example, a story of Ruby Bridges, who, age six, African-American child, was sent as the only black child to a white school in New Orleans, and what happened to her. And the story of Elmore Nickelbury, who was one of the sanitation workers in Memphis in a strike there for equality. And we tell their stories. And we also make links in the exhibition with UK histories. So that's as important to us. So the impact of that movement on this country. And wherever we go, we tell local stories of human rights struggles. So times when people join together to effect change. And music's a big part of the exhibition. We have a jukebox that plays freedom songs. And it's interactive, so there are all sorts of ways in which visitors interact. And it reminds people of, or ask people to think about, what makes a successful human rights movement, wherever it is, whenever it was. Are there key things from which we can learn? And we take it around the country, and we always organise a complementary programme to go with the exhibition. The exhibition's a catalyst for films and courses and walks and talks and training events and poetry events. And the aim is to be in a city for, say, a month, a city or rural area, and we always start a year ahead of time so that it's really embedded locally. And we aim to get people involved locally, local steering group, local histories, so that when the exhibition leaves, there's still an active group, which is what happened in Newcastle last year. So that's our first project. And we're piloting that and bringing it to Tower Hamlets this year.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that kind of leads nicely into the event that you'll be doing with the Museum of Childhood in Bethnal Green. I mean, they currently have an exhibition on called On Their Own, Britain's Child Migrants. And it's a nice kind of fit into the work that you're doing with Journey to Justice and, I suppose, the work of Martin Luther King. Mm. And on Martin Luther King Day, Monday the 18th of January, to have this event. Mm. Do you want to say a little bit about the content of the event and who some of the key presenters are at the event?
So we wanted to mark that day, but obviously to give it a UK connection. And so we're focusing on the economic justice side of the of Martin Luther King's work, because often people don't know how much he did, say, for example, creating the Poor People's Campaign. And of course, poverty's always been a massive issue, and just more increasingly so in the UK. So that's our focus, economic justice. And within that, the role of migrants, so that so often migrants, and particularly children, experience poverty. And so the focus of our event, highlighting the exhibition, is really on those two themes. And so our speakers are all really experienced and experts on that theme. And so Ethne Nightingale, with her work on East End history and diversity and the experience of a really huge range of child migrants. And the curator of the exhibition, Professor Gordon Lynch, is going to talk about the exhibition, and we'll have a chance to see it. And Dr. Michael McMillan, whose work is so much about migration, and particularly the aesthetic, I think, and domestic and cultural aspects of migration, and the and I think you talked about the way he talks about what people bring in their minds and the memories of migration, experience of families and divided families. So covering a broad range of experience of migration. And MC Naga, who's from Tower Hamlets, his music and his poetry and his acting is about also about place and politics and experiences, but in artistic form. And we're delighted as well that we have students from Bethnal Green Academy, one of the schools who will be working with us. And the children there are going to talk about their role models. And for one of them, it happens to be Martin Luther King. It's work they've already done. And we've also asked sixth formers from there to, in a way, to welcome us to the borough and to say why they think that Tower Hamlets is a good place for Journey to Justice to come.
That sounds amazing, and I'm really pleased to see that young people from a local school in the borough are actually sort of taking part and have something to say, because I suppose justice is not just an adult theme. I mean, you know, the Museum of Childhood is about childhood, and we've all had a childhood, whether it's good, bad or indifferent, and it's nice to see young people actually coming along and even talking about their heroes and heroines, and in a way taking a stand and starting early on that subject matter. Thank you, Carrie. That's amazing. So we've had a look at the wider migrant's tale of survival, resistance, endurance, and lesser known material related to Martin Luther King and hidden activism in the UK, which is awesome. Right, so the Martin Luther King Day event is on Monday the 18th of January at 6:30 p.m. at the V&A Museum of Childhood, Bethnal Green. Tickets are £10, £7 concessions, and includes refreshments. Tickets are available at www.vam.ac.uk/moc/whatson. And for those of you who didn't catch that, it's www.vam.ac.uk/moc/whatson. I'd like to thank our listeners and hope that the content gets you thinking and learning more about your history, heritage and culture. You have been tuning into Hidden Histories with me, Janet Brown, brought to you in association with the V&A Museum. Bye-bye.